This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Tough to find an instrument that Ned Firm can't play. He's performed on the clarinet, the flute, piano, guitar, drums, vocals. There are more, but especially his specialty anyway is the saxophone. As a teenager, he was playing in New York City, later found a home in Denmark. And before any of that, he was a farm boy with big aspirations living on an island just off the coast of Maine. Right now, he's back in the States for a North Carolina tour. Going to be performing tonight at Carrboro at the Carrboro Arts Center. First, he joins me in the studio to preview some of his work, and also with him on guitar is James Gilmore. Ned, welcome to the State of Things.
Thanks so much for having us.
Good to have both of you here. Well, let's take you back to Maine now. That it was at Mount Desert Island.
Yes, that's correct.
That's an exotic sounding name for Maine.
It is. It's not that exotic when you grow up there, but it does sound exotic.
Did you play a lot of music?
Yeah, I was pretty isolated growing up. I had a big family, but we were isolated on a farm, and so I have four younger brothers, but they were young enough that they weren't really up for playing sports with me when I was growing up. So I was practicing first violin and then saxophone and some other instruments on the farm with the animals and the boys. And
did you have any particular form of music now? Or certainly you're deeply into jazz these days, but how about back then?
Well, I was kind of at the mercy of what was available. So my parents both, they're not musicians, but they're music lovers. So as they would say, their instrument is the radio. They play the radio. And they both have great taste. So I was always surrounded by great music. But in school, as I started, it was first classical violin and then some band and orchestra type music. And then jazz in the form of jazz big bands and later small groups and such.
I wonder if I can ask you and James to play for us something now.
Absolutely. We're going to start off with a song called Down and Forward. And it goes like this. Thank you.
Ned Firm on the saxophone, James Gilmore on the guitar. Ned is here from Denmark, an American who spends a lot of time there. He's on a North Carolina tour. Both of them are going to be at the Art Center in Carrboro on Saturday. Let's see. No, tonight you're going to be. Tonight.
That's correct.
Going to be in Carrboro at the Art Center. Yep. Then Sunday, Neptune's Parlor in Raleigh. Great song. Tell me about this Denmark connection. How'd you get there?
Well, the short version is that I was going to school in New Jersey at William Paterson University, and I was in a jazz program there. I was looking to continue my studies, but looking for another opportunity. I wanted to do something radically different or in a radically different place in the world. And I met a Danish drummer one night at the old knitting factory, and he said, well, if you really want to get out of here, there's a conservatory in Copenhagen, Denmark. And I had to think real hard about where that was on the on the map. But anyway, it ended up with me flying over for a couple of auditions and getting into that school. And then I was there from 2001 to 2006, getting my bachelor's and master's degrees. And then I moved back to the States for a while, but because I was 18 when I moved mm-hmm. there, so I've spent most of my adult life there. So even when I moved back to Maine, I was still over in Europe working about maybe between a third or to a half of the year in odd periods.
And big jazz fans there in Scandinavia.
Absolutely. Amazing, strong tradition also of welcoming American expats.
Yeah. Listen, I've got a lyric for you. You just gave it to me.
I met
a Danish drummer at the old knitting factory.
Oh, man. It just rolls right off the tongue.
That has got to be the lyric.
Yeah.
I don't know what the song is, but
no,
you might give me a chord progression.
I'll take care of that part.
Do you have
the
chord progression? I met a Danish drummer at the old knitting factory. That's great stuff. Will you do another song for us?
We'd love to.
That's great.
This one is called Porcelain God and Goddess. Thank you.
That's Ned Firm on the sax, James Gilmore on the guitar. That's a song called Porcelain God and Goddess. They're going to be performing tonight at the Arts Center in Carrboro and then on Sunday at Neptune's Parlor in Raleigh, North Carolina. You write, these are original songs.
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us about the writing process for you.
Well, I have an interesting process. Oftentimes I'll wake up with something in my head in the morning or whenever it is I wake up. But it might be a theme, or it might be a bit of a theme, or it might be a melodic idea or a harmonic idea. And I like to try to grow the idea or nail it down, pin it down somehow as I'm taking a shower or eating breakfast or whatever it is I do next. And then I'll go to the computer with my keyboard and try to notate it and record it in the closest version possible to what was in my head. Mm. So, and then I can relax because my work is done and I can move on to the next song.
Have you ever traced it back? Do you have any sense of what the muse was, where that impulse, where the inspiration might have come from?
Well, that process has kind of been my process always, but I would say the material itself is very much a reaction to whatever my last project was. Mm-hmm. So it the pendulum swings back and forth between more spacious, patient stuff like we're playing now, and then also some more busy, technically involved music as well. I'm all over the place.
The aforementioned I'm is Ned Firm. He's on the saxophone. James Gilmore is on the guitar. And I am talking with them on this very program, The State of Things. And I should point out that they're going to be at the Arts Center in Carrboro on Sunday, Neptune's Parlor in Raleigh that Sunday at Neptune's Parlor.
And you can find, it's a Friday at the Arts Center.
Friday at the Arts Center, which is...
Tonight. Yeah.
All right, thanks. See, all the words are on one page, and that's hard for me. Ordinarily, we have one page per word,
right,
and then they're numbered, and that's
flash
the only
cards,
way I can get through this. But today, we put them all on one page in an economy move.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for being on the show. I'm gonna leave you time to play us out, but before I do, let's see if I can get it right. Ned Firm is the jazz man from Denmark. He's been performing on the saxophone. James Gilmore on the guitar. You can catch them performing tonight at the Carrboro Arts Center. And then they're going to be joined by Casey Toll on the bass and Jan Westerlund on the drums.
Actually, a last-minute change. It's going to be Andrew Beach on the bass.
Why?
Casey's busy coming back from New York.
Join us again on Monday when I start getting things right. But for now, I'm having the time of my life. And let me just say, it's been great to be with you. And we have to say, we hope, a temporary goodbye to one of the fine temporary producers that we've ever had on The State of Things. We're going to say goodbye for now to Robert Kinlaw, who has filled in as our temporary producer for the past few months. Here's the thing. Being a producer on The State of Things is a hard job, not least because the host is a jerk.
No, I'm getting that vibe. No.
Right? And so you got to deal with that guy. Yeah. And then not to mention, you know, do a lot of research and prepare for what we think is a pretty darn good show. Well, he's done it. And we're grateful for the way that Robert was able to parachute into this job and do it extremely well from day one. We certainly hope to see him again. But for now, we will say thank you very much, Robert, and hurry back. All right? That's all of that. Then we talked about where we can catch you. So best to go to our website where we have it all right. And in the meantime, I will tell you this show is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Robert Kinlaw, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director with Al Wodarski sitting in the show today. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Ned Firm and James Gilmore.